Welcome back to the Potato Podcast, except we are no longer here. There is no more potatoes. All that we have now is little goblins. We are now the Little Goblin Cast. We now have a co-host here, Gage.
Hello, hi, I'm the co-host of the Little Goblin Cast.
He's here to be a nuisance and scream about Among Us.
Yeah, and also goblins. Goblins and Among Us.
Little goblin coins for little goblin money.
And you can sell the Engobbler golden crabs.
What are we going to talk about on this Engobbler. Episode? On this episode of the Little Goblin Podcast.
I don't know. Good question. I mean, what is there to talk about? We should play like some Rocket League or something.
Rocket League?
Yeah, why not? You should install that.
You're a menace. I would never play such a terrible game made by criminals.
You're a criminal. See, that sounds like the opinion of a criminal right there.
I mean, you wouldn't be wrong, but...
Exactly.
Which is a joke, by the way. I'm not a criminal. Guys, like and subscribe if you agree that criminals are illegal.
Exactly. You know, Keston, I'm going to be honest with you. That kind of sounds like something a criminal would say. Who's trying to convince me that he's not a criminal.
Well, I mean...
You know what that kind of sounds like? That sounds like some impostery going on there.
No! that's someone that was sus would say.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But this podcast isn't about pigs, though. No, it's about goblins. Yeah, because,
So if you have golden coins, please donate.
Are we playing Rocket League, or what are we playing?
I don't have the game. It'll take like a day to download, so.
That's understandable.
But also, what are we going to talk about here?
I don't know.
What?
Wow, you just said want to do something, and then you said what?
What do you want to do? What?
I don't know, bro, but this isn't exactly a topic. We should switch it up. Anyways, Boston Tea Party. Let's talk about it.
Okay, yeah. Tea, go to the ocean. Get out of here.
We said, y'all want tea? Not for me. Let me throw my wife. Well, they
tea? Yeah. Who even?
You know what they did? They got angry at us. For what?
Be mean to any British viewers out there, but why do you put milk in teas?
Yeah, okay, seriously though. Next topic. That's a good transition. Who the hell puts milk in tea? Now pardon my French, all right? But who puts milk in tea?
The criminals.
Criminals, menaces. And you see, that's canon, because guess what the British did? They conquered like a quarter of the world. Remember that?
They're criminals. This is just being mean to British people at this point. What's your favorite quote by a famous person?
A famous person? I'm not seeing enough movement.
By Ninja Blevins.
You might not think at first glance that I'm not seeing enough movement is an inspirational quote, but it really got me moving. It got me moving.
The most inspirational quote that I've ever heard by a famous person is, "Do you want to see my Renegade?" by Obama. Yeah, very, very inspirational.
Remember that one time he stood by that one sign and looked and smiled as we knew he was being a crime?
Oh, yeah, the one where he's like, you're not allowed to take a picture.
No.
He took a picture with it. That was epic.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't see the signs there.
Speaking of crimes, Gage here, he's a big criminal in GTA.
I am. I have all the criminal activity.
Very, very big crime, boy.
Exactly. I'm not going to speak too freely about it because, being a crime lord and all, you can't really speak too freely about the crimes you commit. I do commit crimes, though.
He commits crimes. In GTA, don't worry. In a video game.
Wank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
You want to do some
like... cursed would you rathers?
Sure. I'm playing Gungeon and talking to you, and I would love nothing more than to do some cursed would you rather. I think I'd like to start us off with the first would you rather, if you don't mind.
Sure.
All right. Would you rather have, and I quote, unlimited bacon? Sorry, I just found this.
You're a menace.
Very funny, very funny. Or, Or would you rather have, unlimited games, okay?
You're very bad at speaking. I don't know why I invited you to the podcast.
But no games.
Yeah.
Make a choice.
What?
I said, would you rather skip to the next would you rather, or forget that I ever did this would you rather, because there's not enough bacon that I'm shaking to make in this work.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Instead of bacon, I have a good transition. How about Mokins?
What? Okay, so I'm pulling up the would you rathers right here.
Yep. Get them going. Get it all set up. I need to count.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. Here we go. The hardest would you rather questions. Mm-hmm. It's loading here. I get loaded.
Ooh, all right. I got a water gun.
All right.
Nugget Dowser.
Okay. That's Nugget if these aren't that hard. All right, we're going through a couple of them. If you were reborn, would you rather be alive in the past or the future?
Well, the past kind of sucks.
Fair. But you don't know if the future
Yeah, and the future is very likely to suck.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
All right.
I'd say probably future.
I would go future too. As long as not too far in the future.
Look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather lose the ability to lie or be very gullible?
Use the ability to lie, because I already don't like lying that much. I don't suck at it because I'm pretty decent at lying, but I don't like, you know, I could just always be truthful and be a morally good person, and then I also wouldn't have people who are easily able to take advantage of me. So, you know.
That's fair. I probably agree with you.
You just see like a politician in the back of the room.
Would you rather be extremely underweight or extremely overweight?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Extremely underweight is very uncomfortable, but extremely overweight is also very uncomfortable, depending on if you actually, like, want to change
your body. I'd probably go with underweight, because then I could just eat a bunch of food.
Well, yeah, but if you want to go by that logic, the fact that you can change it, can you just say that you could eat a lot less food if you were overweight?
In
that
case, yeah, but I like food.
I could just work it off, and then at least I don't know. I was going to say at least then I achieved something, but then I realized that, like, anorexic people have incredibly difficult times eating food, and then being able to down a meal is a incredible. So.
Would you rather experience the very beginning of planet Earth or the very end?
Personally, well, either way, if it's the end of the world,
because the beginning, here's my equation. In the beginning of time, it was just ocean. It was all just ocean.
No.
Like rock floating in space. Come on.
No. In the beginning of time, it was not all ocean. It was an incredible amount of volcanic activity, and the entire world looked like hell. I cannot speak English, but that's pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
It was just mega
hot, stuff. If you go far back enough.
Yeah.
In the future, it probably also would be because of the inevitable sun death. But also, would you rather be the funniest person in the world or the most intelligent?
Probably the funniest, because where's intelligence going to get you?
It's going to get you a good grade, and nobody cares about that. I'd rather be funny.
Exactly.
And I'd be better at making podcasts.
And everyone would like you.
That's fair. Would you rather have a Lamborghini or infinite knowledge? I'm just confused.
If I have infinite knowledge, I'd probably be able to figure out how to get a Lamborghini.
That's entirely fair. You could probably get a bunch of them.
If I had
infinite knowledge, I'd have infinite knowledge not to rob a bank. So, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going with infinite knowledge.
Holy shit, that's one fast spider. Hold on a minute. I gotta kill something.
Uh-oh. I think this is perfect for a quick little ad break.
Hey, that was a pretty good ad break. Man, that ad break was so good that it broke the podcast, too.
No, it's because I ended it.
Oh, stupid.
Because that's how that works. Anyways, welcome back. Let's do a few more Would You Rathers. How does that sound?
No.
What?
I'm just kidding, yeah.
All right. No. Let's go into some good old more cursed ones. I'm gonna look up cursed ones again.
Good. I'm gonna throw away the spider that I slept with my pocket dictionary that I hold in my pocket.
Yeah, with your infinite knowledge. Specific
only for self-defense against spiders. I carry with me a pocketbook.
You ready to? These are some cursed ones. Are you ready
for
this?
No spiders shall catch me.
This one? Get ready for this one. There's a little warning on this one. This one's scary. Ready?
Oh no.
Would you rather have the entire Endgame movie spoiled or beat Minecraft? I don't want the entire Endgame movie spoiled. It's like, say, if you did watch it, imagine we're in a time where before you watched it.
What the hell?
Yes.
Oh, you mean like
before you watched Avengers Endgame, would you either have the entire movie spoiled or delete Minecraft?
Delete Minecraft?
Why? And you're never allowed to download again. You never play Minecraft ever again just because of a move, instead of a movie getting spoiled?
Yep, pretty much.
Wow. Would you rather have ice cream flavored poop or poop flavored ice cream?
Ice cream flavored poop, because at least then it's palatable.
Yeah, that's fair. Let's see. Let's just go into some normal Would You Rather, because we haven't been doing normal ones. We've been doing some weird ones.
That's not absolutely horrible.
Let's do. Maybe we could do some of that, like the hold on. Hold on a second.
Oh, that's a Bullet King. No.
Let's do. Is this one? Will you press the button? Are you ready? Have you heard of this one? It's basically Would You Rather, kinda. All right. Are you ready? Are you here?
No, I'm busy dying by the Bullet King.
What? You're playing a game.
Yep.
Can you tell me now? Will you press the button?
Will
first,
died.
Let me tell you the
Will died. Oh no.
Will you press the button? Yes. You get a universal language that replaces all languages, but this language has no written form. So everyone speaks the same language, but you cannot write it.
How would you store information?
Exactly.
No.
No, you will not press the button?
It's a language. No. Why would you want a universal language? That takes out all of our culture and the planet.
You did good. Most of the people did not. They said they will not press the button. Next. All right. You get 3 wishes, but your worst enemy gets double of anything you wish for. Will you push the button?
Hell yeah. Fuck my worst enemy. I'm thinking about him. I'm not thinking about him. I'm thinking about the money I'm getting.
But what about what,
all it's double my money? Okay, yeah, and I care why. I get $1 billion. He gets $2 billion. At that point, it's dropping a well. I still have $1 billion, and I could care less about the guy that has a little bit more money than me.
You know what I would do? I would also click it. But you know what I would do? I would say maybe some money.
You know what I would ask? I would ask specifically for my third request to be crabs.
Crabs.
I don't mean like the STD. I mean like the animal. I'm talking like I want a ton of crabs, but I also want. I'm gonna buy an aquarium on the side and not tell my worst enemy that he needs to get an aquarium. I want to ask for 100,000 crabs and put them all in a really big aquarium. But his stupid ass isn't gonna have a big aquarium. So guess what? He's gonna get 200,000 crabs placed in his house.
I agree with you, but I would rather that. Order a ton of coconut crabs.
Oh, no.
There was the ones that are like humongous. You know, those giant ones that are like. They're horrifying.
I want to.
Don't look it up on your phone because I'm pretty sure that if you leave, it kicks you out of the podcast.
Is it for real?
What?
I said, does it for real?
They're real. I mean, if you look it up.
I said, does it for real? Not.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I believe it does.
Are they real? Coconut.
But, all right. So we're saying we're pressing the button, right?
Yep.
Most of the people have. They agreed with it.
Pretty much the same excuse.
Ready. You become the most intelligent person in the world, but you cannot interact with your environment.
You mean like any environment?
Any environment you can't interact
with. What's even the point in being smart if you can't interact with your outside? You're just smart for no reason.
So, is it a no?
Like, post, sure, you know everything, but what does it matter? You can't do anything with it.
So, we are not pressing the button.
Yeah, we are not pressing
the button. One more button. Yep, most people agree.
Would
you rather you become the funniest person on the planet, but you can only talk in jokes, and they're always about Chuck Norris?
Oh my god, hell yeah. I'd find a way around that.
If the jokes weren't always about Chuck Norris, we would be killed. No, I'm kidding.
Not the Chuck Norris.
Yeah, but most people didn't press the button.
I would press the button. Because who wouldn't want to speak fluently in hymns of jokes only about Chuck Norris? Yeah. Imagine being able to, because they never said you couldn't make sense. They implied that you could fluently speak by saying you can speak in jokes, which means people can understand how you're speaking.
Yeah.
Which means you can effectively communicate to anyone in Chuck Norris puns, and they'll understand you. Who wouldn't? What monstrosities?
That's fair. Are you ready for the next one? Sure. Will you press the button? You have the perfect body, but only to you. Everyone else thinks you're disgusting looking.
No. I'd rather just stick the good pretty medium that I am. And
most people didn't
look disgusting to everyone. What the hell? What's even the point in looking good to yourself? You just seem like you're playing off the fact that you're ugly.
This one is kind of obvious. This one's automatically a button press, but we got to talk about who
the hell is the thunderclap. Sorry, go ahead.
All right, ready? You prevent a madman from cutting off your legs, but you lose your thumbs. Who wouldn't push the button? You'd rather lose your legs instead of losing your thumbs? I'm pressing the button.
What?
Let's see.
Wait, what's the question?
53%. So the question is, if you push the button, you prevent a madman from cutting off your legs, but you lose your thumbs.
53%. I'm a gamer?
53% of people said that they'd rather lose their legs than their thumbs.
53% of people aren't gamers, I guess.
Oh, they are gamers, you mean? Because 53% of people that they'd rather keep their thumbs and cut off their legs. I don't know.
I think you're acting awfully much.
Okay, now this question, if you do, okay. Will you press the button, world peace is achieved, but every position of power is replaced with a whammon? Gage?
Say it again?
World peace is achieved, but every position of power in the world is replaced with a woman. Would you agree?
Yes.
Good.
Because it doesn't... What the hell? What
does that even matter? 27% of people said they wouldn't agree with
that. What the hell does it even matter if it's a woman or a man? If there's world peace achieved, it's world peace, regardless of who the leaders are. At least they're doing something right, unlike the men leading the world now.
Let's not get too political, please.
That's bullshit. Political my ass.
Will you press the button?
Where are you?
You become your favorite character in Game of Thrones, but you die next episode.
No, because then your favorite character just dies, and you're the one who is it. Dead.
Most people agree with that. All right. Yeah. Will you press the button? You get your favorite food for free, but that's the only thing you could eat for the rest of your life.
Say it again.
I don't know.
What? Say it again.
Well, you get your favorite food completely for free, but it's the only thing you could eat for the rest of your life.
But it's your favorite food, so it really just depends on if your favorite food is good enough to be eaten every single day for the next 60 to 80 years.
One of my favorite food, I really like ramen noodles, which isn't that good for you.
Yeah, so I really like ramen noodles too, but if you eat ramen noodles every single day for the rest of your life, you'd die from that.
Better buffalo wings, but still not really healthy.
Sodium. Yeah, you'd die from another issue if you ate barbecue wings or wings the last year.
Will you press the button? You have a 50% chance of women winning $5 million, but if you don't win, you lose the connection to your family.
Oh. How much?
$5 million. And if you don't win, everyone hates you and your family. Your family, they exile you.
Well, I'm already getting exiled when I'm 18, and also about it for a second, I could have a chance to get exiled with $5 million. I really see no downside to here. Press the button.
So you would click the button?
Yep.
Now, let's see if you get exiled. 20%. Heads or tails?
Heads.
Let's see if you're getting exiled or if you're winning $5 million.
If it lands on the one that I didn't choose.
Congratulations! You get exiled! Woo! Yeah, no money for you.
Heck yeah. Either way, it works for me, buddy. At least I had the chance. Now I'm just toy.
62% of people wouldn't agree with you on the pressing the button and getting exiled.
That's funny. Looks like 62% of people don't have serious home issues.
You are now able to turn invisible.
Just annoying.
You are now.
Obviously, take that $5 million chance within a heartbeat. And that's nothing personal, kid.
You now have the ability to turn invisible if you press the button. But whenever you are invisible and you're watching someone, they will know that someone is watching.
But they don't know who. They just know that someone's watching and therefore. But.
Would you press the button?
Press it.
Yeah, same. Same, says 84% of the United States population.
Cult 1851, you dig. What?
This is actually a lot of people did this. Like 100 and something thousand people did this question. All right.
They found multiple shots.
I wouldn't. All right, ready? Will you press the button, Gage? No spiders will ever touch you, but there will always be 10 spiders in the same room as you.
Hell yeah, I'd press the button. What the fuck? Dude, if they never touch me, I'd just be able to be pimp chimping with spiders all the time. And everyone would be like, what the heck? Why do you have spiders in your room? And why do you literally let them stay? And I'll be like, what? You know, like spiders or something, bro? And then I'd look at the spiders.
That's my bro, John.
I'd look at the spiders, and they'd look at me. And I'd be like, oi, they don't like spiders. And then the spiders would literally ransack the person because they like because they don't touch me. Because we created a mutual natural agreement.
Or if you're me and you're getting a chameleon, you have infinite food. So, either way.
You know, and that's also a pretty, that's a pretty cool proposition, man.
All right. You get paid. You get paid to go to college.
All right.
Or university. Not like you're losing money, surprisingly. You get money from this, but the classes are in a language that you don't know.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, learn the language.
You are incapable.
You're incapable. Okay, then no, because you won't learn anything from the classes, and then you're just wasting your time in classes that you don't understand and aren't actually gaining any knowledge from. At that point,
I lied. You're allowed.
Yes.
You're allowed. I'm looking at the comments right now. One of them said, use said money to buy a translator. Clever. Then someone said, clever, but don't use Google Translate because that's free. We want your money gone.
Nope.
All right. Ready?
Pretty much.
You can make the best viral videos ever. They will get 500 million views every 2 hours and will be featured on the front page of Reddit and YouTube.
But, oh, God, not Reddit. Don't press the button. Press the button. You can stop it there. I heard that.
You have to go through a hallway of your deepest fears every night.
Did you just say my deepest fears?
Your deepest, darkest, scary fears.
And for what?
500 million views every 2 hours.
Is it every single time or just once?
Every single time.
Every time you make a video?
I'm pretty sure that
you have to walk through the hallway.
Yes.
I don't even know what my deepest, darkest fears are, so I can't be that bad.
You'd find out.
Yeah, pretty much. So who cares? Why not?
That's like, I mean, honestly, probably all rich people have to go through this.
So mass stardom.
And most people did not. I mean, you make a ton of money off that, probably.
Yeah, you make tons of money, and then, you know, your deepest, darkest fears aren't even that bad because they're doing them for YouTube clout.
And nightmares. Your nightmares can't hurt you, idiot. Your bank account immediately receives $50 million, but a random person that you know will die. Instantly.
So it can be any person in my school, just anyone in general.
Anyone you know.
Just literally anyone I know.
It could be some random kid you met years ago.
Okay, so it just doesn't, like, okay, think about this. Think about, okay, are we talking about people, like, I know, like, on a personal level?
No.
Or just anyone I have ever known in my entire life?
Ever known.
What classifies as known?
What?
What classifies as known for you? Is it literally I just see them and
just,
then make
if you've if you've seen somebody right. talk to them?
Right. Okay. So I'm not gonna lie to you, Kesson. I kinda sorta like the odds. A hat draw of like one in the 1,000 people I've probably talked to in my life. That how do I get money?
You get 50 million.
Yeah, okay. And 0.001% chance that somebody dies that actually has significant value. Yeah, I think I'll take my money, please.
You know what I would do? You know what I'd do? I'd press the button like 8 times.
Yeah, dude. Get that bankroll up. What the heck?
Like, honestly, I'd press it so many times. I don't need friends if I'm rich.
Rank damage?
I can buy new friends.
Extra rank damage.
Are you ready?
Blank deal increased damage. I love how I wasted one of my blanks just to open a chest and receive a blank damage modifier.
That's fair.
Anyway, sorry, that's not relative to the podcast though, to the goblin.
Will you press the goblin podcast?
Yes, every time.
Anyway, listen. We could wrap this up in a second, but you're for cancer. But mm-hmm. somebody else will take credit for it and become famous. No one knows it's you.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm either not famous and I don't cure cancer, or I'm not famous and I cure cancer and I know it.
That's a steal. Now, hold on. Let me do one more thing here.
That's pretty epic, bro. Dude, Beethoven's right, shaking.
Are you ready for
right now? It's like, those aren't the right chords.
If you bake two lasagnas and then stack them on top of each other, how many do you have?
You said if you bake two lasagnas on top of each other.
If you bake two lasagnas and you stack one on top of the other, how many do you have? You have one.
Well, I mean, I'd like to say that you have one. It just depends on whether you want to take into account that it used to be two and now it just looks like one big
two. It's just one. It's just one.
So now, yes, because the lasagnas have merged and it would be pretty much impossible for you to, you know, separate them again, you can say that it is one lasagna.
Perfect. Now, who would win in a fight? 1 billion lions or every single Pokemon?
You said a billion?
A billion lions are going to win.
Okay. Imagine the ravages of the lions coming across the lands. But then you see the 3EX dragons. And
I don't think
all
EX
of
is taken into
other
account.
Overpowered.
Nope, I don't think any of the EXs are taken into account. Just base level.
Yes, as in the base Pokemon that rules a world and could take on a good 200 dragons alone at the same time. And there's three of them. And then you have a ton of super overpowered Pokemon that are not that easy to catch. And then you have Mewtwo, which isn't even, like, it's broken. Mewtwo's broken as hell. Mewtwo needs to get nerfed. Yep, so then you have all of them.
1 billion lions.
There's some lions. There's some lions. It's the Pokemon.
1 billion. 1 billion lions, bro. They wouldn't stand a chance.
This is literally not even a real boss. This right here is a side boss, and it's not even a good side boss.
All right, well... How many holes are in a straw?
Winchester. One.
One. Good. It's one.
It has a top and a bottom, but if you wanted to be like that, everything has a top and a bottom. Have you ever seen something with just a top before? No, because then it wouldn't be something. A top that goes onto something.
All right. Can pineapple go on pizza?
Yes, depending on your own palate. I personally don't really mind it as long as everyone else wants it. But if I had a choice, dude, I would 100%.
Fair. All right.
Just because, like, I'm like, you know, I'm not.
Is cereal a soup?
Oh, gosh. Is cereal a soup? Oh, gosh. No. This is going to trigger some people because it's the same context as is hot dog a sandwich.
It's not.
You would not want to describe it that way because you have never in your life, and thinking about a hot dog as a sandwich is just cursed.
It's cursed. Just like that hot dog.
Yeah. But also, you need to think about whether or not you want to describe things by what they are or what they're made up of in the context of what it's usually described as. So, like, cereal would, by all means, technically be soup.
It is not soup. You're a criminal.
All it is bread. Bread, guess what noodles are? Carbs, bread, and a liquid. Doesn't have to be milk. Soup is classified as like any type of food.
So milk is a broth.
Submerged in a liquid. Technically, milk is a cow's natural broth. But I don't want to, and that really draws it all back to, would you be comfortable calling cereal soup? And the answer is no, because who the hell has ever thought, I'm going to get myself some good cereal soup this morning.
Yep. No. All right, well, Yeah. I think that might wrap it up. Do you think that wraps it up, or do you have anything you want to do?
I reckon that would wrap it up.
All right. Well, hope you guys enjoyed. Yeah.
Yep. This has been the what's it called? The Little Goblin Podcast.
Little Goblin Cast.
Heck yeah. And I will see you guys.
I'll goblin you later.